All right, I hope you're able to hear that fine and enjoy that. Nice rendition by the Nissa High School Pep Band. They're waiting for the flag to go all the way up here before there is any noise. I like that. Very respectful. And now you hear the fans as the flag goes all the way up. Kind of a neat thing here. So this gymnasium is very interesting. Obviously, at some point, they changed where center court was, repainted the floor, because I think this press box that we're in used to be right at center court. Now it sits at the far end of the floor, out of bounds. So as we look down and to our left to look at the far end of the floor, we'll have a good view for one end and a tough view for the other end. But this seats, I would guess, this gymnasium probably seats comfortably 1,500 people. There's seating on all four sides, and I think on the sides of the floor, there's at least eight rows of bleachers. On one end, about eight rows. On the other end, six rows, seven rows of bleachers. So I would say probably pushing 1,200 to 1,500 comfortably in this gym. We are probably at one-fourth of that capacity. There's probably about 300 people here or so, maybe a little bit more than that, but not a bad crowd. I don't know what NISA's history is in terms of enrollment, but I'm thinking at one point they must have been significantly bigger in terms of the fan base that they were drawing from. So the Warriors, as I mentioned before, starting Keely Graham, Hannah Hatch, Alyssa Plummer, Maylin Williams, and Morgan Croxford, the normal starting five for the Warriors. For the NISA Bulldogs, coached by Jeremy Chamberlain, they will start Sailor Hartley and waiting for her. So she's being introduced. Sailor Hartley, number one. Saraya Trujillo, or Saria. I think it's Saria Trujillo. Brittany Arredondo, Kelsey Tucker, and Kiera Hernandez. Now, one of the challenges for me tonight will be that there are three Hartleys, two Trujillos, two Arredondos, and two Hernandezes on this team. And so I will be struggling constantly make sure I've got the right one. So, all right, teams have been introduced and are headed out onto the floor to start this game. Warriors in their traveling royal blue with white trim, and the Nissa Bulldogs in their home white uniforms with kind of a light, not powder blue, but somewhere between a royal and powder blue trim. I guess a light royal blue, maybe you might say. Kind of a zigzag down their sideline or the side of their shorts and on their shoulders. And Hernandez wins the jump center, and they get the ball in the hands of Trujillo to start with. Trujillo looks to Hernandez on the right wing. Hernandez looking for cutters. Can't find anything. Hits a popping out. Arredondo, she goes left side back to Trujillo. Trujillo pressured by Hatch very well. There's a bounce pass out top. Ball's loose, picked up by steal by Graham. Graham gets away from Tucker and brings it up. Gets it to Croxford. Back to Graham out on top. Extended. Back to Croxford on the right wing. Defense extends way out on him. Looks like a 3-2 or a 1-2-2 zone here. Graham goes left side to Plummer down in the corner. Three-pointer for Maylin. No good. Long rebound out in the corner. Picked up by Arredondo. Arredondo brings it up herself. Gets it across half court. Swings it right side. They go down low to Hernandez. Hernandez turns. Left hand up and no good. Rebound tipped loose. Picked up out there by Trujillo. Trujillo gives it to Tucker. Tucker drives. Kicks it out to Hernandez. She goes baseline on Croxford. Throws it back out on top. They swing it right side. Three-point attempt. No good. There's a long rebound by Hartley. Hartley stolen by Croxford. Croxford brings it up the left side. Slows it down a little bit. A little early nerves here. She finds on the baseline Graham. And it's off of Graham's hands and out of bounds. She missed the shot. Thought she got fouled. No call there. And Hernandez is a large girl. If you're familiar with the Dayton Pirates, Cisneros, but probably 20% heavier, maybe not as athletic as Cisneros. On the left side, Tucker with it. Out on top to a pop-out Trujillo. Trujillo gives it up to Hartley on the right wing. Out on top to Hernandez. They swing it left side now. Now down low. Hartley fouled as she turns. And she will go to the line to shoot two. And the foul is going to be on Plummer. That's Alyssa's first foul, first team foul of the game for the Warriors. So put Sailor Hartley on the line to shoot two. First one is good. She'll have one more. Warriors have only had one possession so far. Second one, or two possessions, I guess. Second one good also. So first 2 points of the game, and there's a pass thrown away intended for Croxford over her head and out of bounds. So Warriors a little sloppy here early on that possession. Arredondo gets it into Hartley. Hartley working on Plummer. Plummer pushes her right. She gets across half court and puts the brakes on. Now gives it up to Trujillo. Trujillo back to Hartley. Hartley, top of the key, swings it left side to Tucker. Tucker drives baseline and gets a lay-in out of that. She got deep there on Williams. And Tucker with her first two of the game, and it's 4-0 here early for Nyssa. Croxford works left to Graham on the left wing. Graham starts to drive, ball poked away and out of bounds. Warriors basketball still. 4-0 here early. 2 minutes into the game. Get out those playoff nerves here for the Warriors. Croxford gets it into Williams, out top on the left wing. Williams drives, mid-range, pulls up, no good. Rebound Hernandez. Hernandez hands it off to Hartley, and she'll bring it up. Works left on Plummer. Gets across half court, swings it right side to Trujillo. Trujillo tries to go down low. Hernandez turns, misses, tips the ball back out, and over half court, that'll be over and back. So nice play by the Warriors to make the shot tough for Hernandez down there. Not a highly skilled offensive player, but she is a big body down there. Warriors really don't have anybody to match up with that kind of size down low, so they just have to do their best to make it difficult for her. Croxford throws it in to Graham. Graham, right side, gets in low, foul, scores! Keely Graham with the drive on the right wing. What a pass from Croxford on the far side of the court near half court. Makes a great cross-court pass with about 4 seconds gone on the five-second count. I hope we didn't lose power there. We're okay. I'm not sure. Motion there. We lost our lights up here where our power's good. Keely Graham hits the free throw, and the Warriors back in this 4-3 in favor of the Nyssa Bulldogs. They get it into Hartley. Hartley working on Plummer. Still going. Plummer bumps her. That's going to be two on Alyssa. That was just a foul where Alyssa didn't get herself back in front of Hartley and ran side by side with her. Picks up a blocking foul. That's going to get Brene Husky into the game so Alyssa can get a reprieve from her foul trouble here early in this game. 5:24 left to go first quarter. Warriors down 4-3 right now. Arredondo gets it in. Has it now in the left corner. They go high post to Hernandez. Back to Hartley out top. Hartley starts to drive. Kicks it out in the corner to Tucker. Now to Trujillo. Trujillo drives left at the foul line. Gives it up. There's a drive by Arredondo. Throws it up and in off the glass. Tough shot by Brittany Arredondo. She has her first two, 6-3 in favor of the Bulldogs. Croxford working the top of the key. Swings it over to Williams for three. Strong and off there. Husky with the rebound. She's fouled. Nice job by Brene to get inside and get that loose ball. Foul's going to be the first of the game on the Bulldogs. It's on Saria Trujillo. I have them for two. They should have two fouls. Who was the other foul on, Derek? Do you know? Missed one in there somewhere. We'll have to see who that was as the game goes on. Husky misses the first foul shot. She'll have another one. Into the game, number two, Madison Hartley. And so she and Sailor Hartley both on the floor together. Husky, second one, bounces around, no good. Hernandez with the rebound. So the Warriors miss out on an opportunity to close the gap there. It's 6-3 Bulldogs here, under 5 minutes to go now in the first quarter. Hernandez down low, kicks it out in the corner, and there's a three-pointer made by Brittany Arredondo. Nobody got out on her, and it's now a 9-3 Bulldog lead. Right side, Hatch back out on top to Croxford, swings it left side now, Husky. Husky to Graham, top of the key, starts to drive, still going down the right side, pulls it back out, cross court to Hatch. Hatch on top to Croxford, fakes the three, looking to drive a little bit, now out to Hatch, puts up a three-pointer from there. Good! Hannah Hatch getting that three-pointer back. Hatch knocking down her first field goal attempt of the game. Bulldogs with the ball, get it across, Trujillo with it, picks up her dribble, swings it right side to Hartley, Sailor Hartley. Graham on her. Graham backs off. Hartley goes back to Trujillo. Starts to drive back out to Hartley for a deep three. No good. Long rebound. Husky battling. And the ball knocked away by the Bulldogs and out of bounds to the Warriors. That ball was off of Madison Hartley. Into the game, Alexis Hernandez. And she replaces Trujillo. So two Hernandezes and two Hartleys on the floor. And also into the game, another Arredondo replaces the other Arredondo. There's a bad pass. Gets away from Hatch. Picked up by Hernandez. Gets it ahead to Arredondo. Arredondo to Hartley. Spins back with the left hand. Misses. Ball tipped. Crawford has it. We got an offensive or loose ball foul against Sailor Hartley. That'll be her first third team foul against the home team. It's 9-6 Bulldogs. Hartley out. Sailor Hartley out. Back in. Brittany Arredondo. Warriors with the ball, a little full-court man pressure here by the Bulldogs. Croxford breaks that easily, still going top of the key to Williams. Looks at the three, gives it back up to Morgan. Croxford backing her way down to the foul line, back out. Maylin for three, looks good. Yes! Maylin Williams ties it up. That's what the Warriors needed, was Maylin to knock one down there and get off the schneid. 9-9 game, 3:14 left to go, first quarter. Arredondo with it, gives it up to Hartley. Hartley to Hernandez. Hernandez down low, misses, and reach-in foul on Hernandez, Kiara Hernandez. That'll be her first foul, I believe, and the fourth team foul against the Bulldogs. Nice job by May Lynn to come down with that rebound. Little man pressure again. Croxford works her way up, goes to Williams in the left forecourt, back to Croxford out by the center circle. Morgan looks down low, finds Graham. Graham up, got fouled, no call, misses the shot, and then a reach-in foul. It's either going to be on Keeley or Brene. It's going to be on Keeley, her first. That's a frustration foul right there. Keeley, second time she's been down low and felt like she got bumped and without a call. 9-9. That's the third team foul on the Warriors. The other two fouls are on Plummer. Arredondo with it. Gets it across half court. Graham backs way off of her. Arredondo works right. Brittany Arredondo goes down low to Hernandez. Hernandez cross-court pass intended for Alexia Arredondo and out of bounds. Well, they just shuffle kids in and out of this game, Derek. I don't know if you're going to come on there. Are you going to use your mic at all?
Yeah, I'm getting there. Yeah.
All right. He's working on a new stats program, so trying to keep track of things. Graham brings it across half-court. Oh, bounced it off the foot of one of the Trujillo girls, Soraya Trujillo, back into the game. Graham still working. Hooks a pass to Hatch. Hatch thought she was going to set a screen. A little miscommunication there between Graham and Hatch results in a turnover. Trujillo up the right side. Pass tipped away. Croxford not gets it. And Hannah Hatch comes down with a steal. Hatch works up the right side. And the ball stolen by Madison Hartley. Just cut right in front of her. Wrong people handling the ball there results in a turnover. Arredondo right side to her sister Arredondo. Misses the three. Long rebound. Graham in the corner with it. Keeley, cross-court pass to Morgan. Croxford ahead to Hatch. Hatch slows it up, back to Williams. Williams to Croxford on the right wing. Croxford looks inside, nothing there. Now dribbles back towards the top of the key with it. Backs out. She's got Madison Hartley on her. Crosses over, gets inside. Little floater, no good. And Morgan gets her own rebound. Out to Keeley. Keeley, right corner, left corner three, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Haley Long into the game. But they've used, I think, 10 players already, Derek. This is going to drive me nuts.
Driving me nuts with this stat program.
They got it ahead to Alexia Arredondo. Hooks a cross-court pass to Madison Hartley. Hartley out to Arredondo. To Long in the mid-post. Turns to the right hand. Comes back. Steps back through. Misses. Croxford comes up with a rebound. Morgan with such great hands. That was not an easy rebound. Gets it ahead to Graham. Graham on the left angle. Gets to the foul line. Pulls up. A little short on that one. Madison Hartley with the rebound. Hartley pushes up herself. Williams.
Great
good defense there, yep. Maylin providing just enough resistance to make Hartley miss. Croxford with another rebound. Gets it ahead to Graham. Graham has to be fouled. They're going to call a travel. My goodness, that is three times. And Keeley, with a little frustration, needs to just kind of take a deep breath and not worry about it. It's a 9-9 game, 52 seconds left to go, first quarter. They're just shuffling kids in and out of this game, Derek. I've never seen a coach sub like this. In the first quarter, I think he's played everybody except two girls on the bench, as far as I can tell. I think everybody else has been in this, maybe three girls. He's played at least nine, maybe 10 girls. Courtney Kendall into the game, giving Maylin Williams an early breather. They get the ball into Trujillo. Trujillo pushes up. Croxford waits for it, kicks it out to Hernandez. 15-footer, knocks it down. Surprised the Warriors there a little bit. Warriors' pressure broke down. Kendall with it, back to Croxford. 11-9, 35 seconds to go first quarter. Warriors down two. Husky for three, no good. Gets her own rebound in traffic. Ball knocked out of bounds off of Alexis Hernandez. Warriors basketball, left side of the key on the baseline. Into the game. I don't know how they get any offensive continuity. Madison Hartley and the Warriors have had two subs. They've had 15, 20 substitutions. I don't have any idea. Step back three for Graham, no good. And Croxford's going to get, oh, we're going to have a jump ball. Nice job by Morgan to get in there. And that'll be Warrior basketball in the alternating possession. As Madison Hartley had the rebound, Croxford reached in. I thought she might get called for a reach-in foul, but nice job by Morgan to get all ball there. Courtney to Graham. Graham lays it up and in right underneath the basket. And they're going to say, don't touch the ball as it comes through. So the basket counts. I thought they were waving it off for a second. Keeley with five now and an 11-11 game with 22 seconds left to go first quarter. Warriors in some full-court man pressure now. Trujillo with it, working against Husky. Still working against her. Pushes up. Finally gets across half court. Gives it up to Arredondo. Arredondo, they lob down low to Hernandez, and she lays it up and in. Croxford got caught on the top side there. Kiara Hernandez with her second basket, and it's 13-11. 1 second, and Graham loses it on the dribble. And so after one, the Warriors trail 11-13. We got a second quarter action coming up. It's hard to see the scoreboard, too, from here. One of them we're almost even with, and the other one we've got a basket in the way of. So we're working through some difficulties, but we are good to go here. Warriors down 13-11 after one quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
You have a doctor, a dentist, and maybe even a massage therapist, but do you know where to tow your car after an accident? Tell the tow truck driver, take it to J&W CarStar, then relax. We'll take it from there.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Beginning of the second quarter here from Nyssa High School, where the Bulldogs lead your Warriors 13-11, and the Warriors really had a couple of breakdowns defensively, Derek, where Hernandez got loose inside. And once against the press break, and once just right there where Morgan got caught on the top side. Other than that, defensively, the Warriors look good. Derek's not going to say anything. He's just going to let that go. All right. Yeah. On the offensive end, the Warriors really haven't played well at all, and they're only 2 points behind. So they've got to feel pretty good about this. Plummer did pick up two fouls there in the first quarter, and Graham had one. And so got to keep an eye on that for Alyssa, who's firmly planted on the bench right now with those two fouls. Trujillo gives it up to Hartley. That is Madison Hartley. Back to Arredondo. To Trujillo. They hook it into the mid post to Hernandez. Out on the right wing. There's a drive by Hartley. Comes up short. Rebound by Kendall. Nice job by the Warriors. Croxford pushes ahead to Husky. Husky goes in on Hernandez. Blocks the shot. Well, I don't think Brunei will do that again. She tried to take it right into the big girl, and Hernandez would have none of that. Check that one and then handed it off. There's a deep three missed by number four. That is Alexia Arredondo, and the ball out of bounds.
Staying this ball.
Off of the Warriors. Not sure who tipped that, but it'll be Bulldog basketball. Maylin Williams back into the game for Courtney Kendall. It's a lob in high to Arredondo. She works left, gives it up to Trujillo. Trujillo goes behind the back, crosses over, gets to the foul line, throws it to Hernandez, tips it a couple times, gets it back out to Arredondo for three, no good. Croxford tips it, long rebound comes out to Hartley. Hartley to Trujillo. Hernandez did a good job of tipping that away from Croxford. Arredondo with it, goes mid-post again to Hernandez, turns to the right hand, short, gets it back, puts it up, no good, gets it back again. Husky battling, we've got a jump ball. Nice job by Brunei to mix it up in there. Hernandez is huge.
She's active, too.
And she's active. She's not super athletic, but she pursues the ball, and she takes up a ton of space in there. She reminds me of the girl Wilhelmina had last year. I don't remember her name. The big girl down low. We had problems with her, too. Warriors basketball in the alternating possession. Croxford with it. Warriors still down 13-11, a minute gone here in the second quarter. And she passes it ahead, nobody looking. And these are the unforced turnovers I talked about, Derek, that the Warriors can't afford to have. That's at least three times there's been a miscommunication between the passer and the receiver. And that's what Reg is going to talk about. Puts his arm around Morgan right now, talking about, number one, girls need to be looking for the ball. And number two, Morgan needs to make sure they're looking. 30-second timeout taken by the Warriors. Hey, you want the latest information on your favorite high school teams? Well, Amity Warriors. Log on to OSAA.org. The OSAA has schedules, scores, and official rankings for all member schools in all team sports. At OSAA.org, you'll also find playoff brackets, broadcast schedules, and historical records. For more information, visit OSAA.org. Warriors call that 30-second timeout. Red's trying to get his girls to settle down here a little bit. Three unforced turnovers, and you're down by two. Plummer back into the game, giving Graham a break. Nope, Graham's still in there, so she replaced Husky. Sailor Hartley back into the game for the Bulldogs. Hartley about 5'7 or so, plays the point. Graham covering her, gives it up to Trujillo. Trujillo, no, Arredondo to the foul line, pulls up. Nobody got on her, and she knocks it down. That is Brittany Arredondo, who's leading them with 7 points. It's a four-point Warrior deficit here. Husky, right corner three, good! Brene Husky showing some range, knocking down the corner three. And the Warriors back within 1:15:14. Some unexpected deep shooting there from Brene. We don't see her take those very often. Hartley out top with it. Looking for somebody. Goes high post to Arredondo. Back to Hartley. Hartley right corner or right angle to Alexis Hernandez. She starts to drive, kicks it back out to Hartley. They go high post to Kiera Hernandez. She starts to back her way down, knocked away by Husky, and off the foot of Hernandez, Warrior basketball. Brene Husky really being a difference maker in this game, Derek. Mm-hmm.
She's one of those X factors when you need to step up and play well today, and she's doing it.
She is, and that is not something that we have seen out of her throughout the year. She's been kind of inconsistent off the bench. Tonight, really giving them a good spark. She's knocked down a three. She's been active on both ends of the floor defensively and offensively in terms of getting her hands on rebounds, second chance opportunities. Graham drives to the foul line, steps back. Croxford back to Graham at the top of the key. Works off a Croxford screen right. Starts to drive to Husky, back to Croxford. They recover quickly. She can't get off the three. Now to Plummer on the left wing. Back to Croxford. She'll step back. 21-footer. No good. And Hartley with the rebound. Knocked away by Croxford. Hartley gets it back. Graham knocked it away. Hartley got it back again. Now they've got some numbers. Hartley driving in. And she gets a blocking foul against Husky. Husky wasn't sure what to do there. And Hartley was out of control. Kind of zigzagging left, right. Kind of off balance. Thought there might have been a travel there. But instead get a blocking foul against Husky. That is Brene's. I think they called that on Husky. I can't see the board. Yeah, 11. There it is. Husky with her first foul. Hernandez gets it in. Out on top to Alexis Hernandez. Goes mid-post. Knocked or lost by Kiera Hernandez. Plummer comes out of there with it. Gives it up to Keeley. 15-14. Warriors down by a point here in the second quarter. Graham still going. Tries to hook a pass out. Kiera Hernandez hits it. Keeley really struggling here on the offensive end. Alexis Hernandez gives it up to Tucker. Tucker on the left wing pulls up for three. No good. Off weird rebound there, and Graham corrals it. That didn't hit anything. There's a head to Plummer. Plummer bounced past to Husky. Husky fumbled it, and she traveled. Oh, my goodness. What a great pass from Plummer, but I don't think Brene was expecting it. I think she thought Alyssa was going to shoot. Brene kind of hesitated once she caught the ball and then shuffled her feet. Husky out and Hatch back in. But great energy from Brene there. Warriors should have gotten something out of that one, but another empty trip when they had a good opportunity here. Hartley brings it up, swings it left side to Tucker. Tucker on top to Alexis Hernandez. Right angle extended to Tucker, or excuse me, to Hartley. Now they swing it left side to Hernandez. Hernandez out top to Arredondo. Now she gives it up to Kiera Hernandez on the right wing. On top to Tucker. Little in and out motion offense here. Kind of a version of a four out of some sort here where they do a little cross cutting. Still working the ball out on top to Hernandez. Now to Hartley on the left wing. Warriors playing some good defense here, not giving up anything. They look down low, get it into Hartley. Hartley doubled, kicks it back out. Little drive by Alexis Hernandez. Mid-range jumper, no good. Graham with the rebound. Great defense that time by the Warriors. Ahead to Williams. Williams goes to Plummer down in the right corner. Back to Keeley swings it to Croxford. Left angle three. Oh, no good. That one looked good. Came up just a little bit long on that one. Rebound by Alexis Hernandez. Gives it to Hartley. 3:30, 3:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Warriors down 15-14. Low-scoring game. Warriors struggling on the offensive end, playing some pretty good defense. Hartley steps back, 22-footer. Good. Nobody. They went under the Hernandez screen there, and Hartley gets her first basket of the game. She has 5 points, and the Warriors now down four. There's another turnover. Warriors sloppy with the ball again. Graham knocks it away. Tucker comes up with it to Aaron Dondo, throws it ahead to Hartley. Hartley all by herself lays it up and in. Reg is going to be furious with that. Nobody got back, and the Warriors find themselves down six all of a sudden. Five straight quick points there by the Bulldogs. Williams drives, kicks it out to Graham. Graham for three from the left wing. No good. Long rebound out in the corner. Hartley tracks it down. Hartley runs into Croxford. Croxford's just standing there. I don't know about that call. Hartley out of control again. Croxford picks up her first foul. 15 foul on the Warriors. Kaya Rosenbaum coming into the game. Replaces Croxford. Warriors struggling on the offensive end in this game. Just 14 points. They've had plenty of good looks, but between unforced turnovers and missed shots, the Warriors struggling. Aaron Dondo with it. Out by the center circle. Works to the right side. Plummer on her. Kicks it up top to her sister. Misses the three. Loose ball. Hatch tracks it down. Hatch pushes up hard on the right side. Still going. Gets bumped. And they'll call the foul on the drive. That'll be the fifth team foul. That's going to be on number 33, Haley Long, her first. 15 foul on Nyssa. 2:23 left to go here in the first half. Warriors basketball, left side of the key on the baseline. Get it into Hatch, out top to Graham on the right wing. Graham to Rosenbaum in the high post, back to Graham. Graham gives it up to Plummer with a drive, out to Hatch. Hatch to Williams. Williams dribbles left, gets to the foul line to Rosenbaum, back to Williams, fakes the three, traveled. Yep, changed her pivot feet there as she went to give the ball fake, and the Warriors with another unforced error. Another turnover on the Warriors. I'm not tracking turnovers, but if I were, the Warriors are pushing up on double digits now, unfortunately. Just way too many turnovers. Done a pretty good job in most of the facets of the game, but their shooting percentage and their turnovers have not been okay. Down low, Hartley turns to the left hand, hooks it up, no good. Gets her own rebound. It's loose, though, and we've got a jump ball. Alternating possession, I believe, will go to Nyssa. Good job by May Lynn to tie up whoever that was that she got tied up with there. Kiara Hernandez back into the game. She replaces number 23. That's Samantha Moore. So I think everybody except for two players have played for them. I think he's rotated 10 players in. There's a short jumper on the inbound, missed badly by Long. Graham with the rebound. Warriors still down six, 20-14. Graham to Maylin. Maylin starts to drive back to Keeley out top. Man-to-man defense by Nyssa right now. Hatch, corner three, rattles around, won't stay. Plummer with the weak side rebound. Back out to Graham. Foul line jumper, no good. And Kiara Hernandez with the rebound ahead to Hartley. Hartley pushes hard. Steps through, off the glass, wild shot, no good. Graham with the rebound. Graham pushes hard up the right side. Got some numbers if she hurries, steps through. They don't call a foul. Ooh. There. Kaya with the rebound, misses, gets it back, and she's fouled. Boy, Keeley cannot buy a foul.
No, she can't.
And that didn't look much different than what Morgan did and got called for on a foul, but Keeley just can't find her way to the foul line tonight. Hopefully in the second half we'll have a different story there. Kaya Rosenbaum to the line to shoot two. Misses the first one. Warriors are right now 1 out of 4 from the foul line. It's been an Achilles heel for them much of this season. They've had a couple of good shooting nights, both of them against Santa Ana Christian, though. Rosenbaum with another one. Puts it up and misses that one. Graham with the rebound. Nice hustle by Keeley to track that down. Keeley out top to Plummer. Alyssa back to Keeley on the right wing. She'll take a three from there. Good! Keeley Graham finally getting off the schneid from the outside and knocks down the three-pointer. It's a 2017 game, under a minute to go now, first half. Hartley gives it up to Aaron Dondo. High post, knocked away. Hartley gets it. She misses. She's fouled. And Keeley got beat on the back door cut there. And Rosenbaum had to slide down and try to help out. Rosenbaum was dealing kind of in the mid-post with Hernandez, challenged the mid-post, and Hernandez dumped it off to a cutting Sailor. Hartley misses the first free throw. Hartley with 7 points in the game. Tied for the leading scoring honors on their team with Brittany Arredondo. For the Warriors, Graham has 8. Misses the second one. Kiera Hernandez with the rebound. She misses. Plummer comes down with it. Big rebound by the 5'3" Plummer. Takes it all the way in. She's fouled and scores! Yeah. Alyssa Plummer going coast to coast and scoring at the basket, drawing the foul. Foul's going to be on number 4, I believe, Alexia Arredondo, her second. That was the one I missed earlier. Plummer with a chance to tie up this game. Warriors were down 6 just a moment ago. Alyssa steps to the foul line after a substitution gets Arredondo out of the game. Plummer at the foul line buries it. Alyssa Plummer with a huge, huge three-point play ties the game up for the Warriors with 39 seconds. Warriors in full court man pressure here now. They get it into Trujillo. Trujillo working on Hatch. Going left, gets past Hannah, pulls up out to Kiera Hernandez. Ball fake, goes in, foul by Kaya. That's going to be her second. Kaya went for the pump fake 18 feet from the basket and got beat off the dribble. Got to let Hernandez shoot that if you want to.
You want to let her shoot from out there, that's for sure.
We haven't seen her even attempt a shot beyond it. Well, she hit one from about 12 feet, I guess, out there, but you'd rather give that up than the drive to the basket. Hernandez to the foul line. First one, no good. You know, if she misses a pair, it'll be a good foul, except that it's the second on Rosenbaum. 31.4 seconds left to go, first half. Warriors and Bulldogs all tied up here. Second one by Hernandez. Takes her time. And we've got, I don't know what the violation
lane
was.
Violation,
lane violation. I didn't see him point at anything, but the free throw wouldn't have been good anyway. Hernandez out of the game, misses a pair, so turned out fortuitous for the Warriors. Graham takes the inbound, full court man pressure. Trujillo on her, bumps her, no call. Boy, Keeley cannot buy a foul, tell ya. Keeley goes down in the corner to Kai on the right side, looks for the cutter, not there. Couple of dribbles, out top, pass tipped. Keeley gets it back, starts to drive. This time she's fouled. Good job by Keeley to act that up a little bit, too. Flailed the arms,
going to the line,
drew some attention. Yep, 7th team foul, 8th team foul on the Bulldogs. To put Keeley on the line to shoot 1-1, the foul is the second of the game on Soraya Trujillo. Into the game, Tucker replaces Trujillo, so they lose some ball handling there. They don't have either one of their best ball handlers in the game, but there's only 16 and a half seconds to go. Maybe the Warriors can capitalize and get a turnover. Graham hits the foul shot. She'll have one more. 9 in the game for Keeley so far, and she has not had a good half, really. She's struggled offensively, hasn't been able to get some foul calls and have a couple of turnovers, but she still, after that one, has 10 points in the first half and dominating the game anyway. Arredondo brings it across, gets to the top of the key, puts up a 3. Good. Wow, just like that. Brittany Arredondo hits a 3, and she's got 10. Warriors coming right back. Graham to Williams, a deep 3. No good. And that is the end of the first half. 23-20 in favor of the Bulldogs. 23-22, excuse me. I've got that right. 23-22 at halftime here from Nissa High School. Warriors were led in the first half by Keeley Graham with 10 points, 3 out of 3 from the foul line, hit a 3-pointer and a couple of 2-point field goals. They got 3 each out of Hatch and Husky and Williams with 3-pointers, 3 out of a Plummer with a 3-point play. And that's it for the scoring for the Warriors. For the Bulldogs, they've got 10 points out of Brittany Arredondo, 7 from Sailor Hartley, 4 from Kiera Hernandez, and 2 from Kelsey Tucker. All right, we're going to take a break for a few minutes here and be back with some halftime analysis, I guess we'll call it, for lack of a better word, trying to figure out what the Warriors need to do different in the second half. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
What makes Friday and Saturday evenings really special at Golden Valley Restaurant and Brewery? It's their prime rib, prepared from their all-natural grain-fed beef raised on their own Angus Springs Ranch. For a special occasion, or to simply make the occasion special, visit Golden Valley Restaurant and Brewery for a prime rib dinner featured every Friday and Saturday evening. Prime Rib at Golden Valley Restaurant and Brewery in Beaverton and McMinnville.
Thank you, my car's like new. Change W Car Star will do the same for you.
An auto accident can be a very frustrating experience. It doesn't have to be. At J&W Car Star, we take pride in both our customer service as well as the repairs we do. Turn in your claim and relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Oregon Schools Activities Association. Stop by your local U.S. Bank location today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender Member, FDIC. At Les Schwab Tires, if they can't guarantee something, they simply won't sell it. So whether you're coming in for tires, brakes, or alignment, you'll know that peace of mind comes standard. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing matters. And get your state championship merchandise at www.osaastore.com. The store has been updated and is more user-friendly than ever. Get commemorative shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and much more. If you need a shirt from past years, they can even get one to you as well. That's www.osaastore.com.
Thank you, my car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
If you've been involved in an auto accident, where would you take your car to be fixed? I hope you say J&W Car Star. We have been here for decades repairing cars with excellence. Trust us to fix your car right.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care. Thank you, my car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
For auto body repairs, one name remains top of mind. J&W Car Star Auto Body Repair Experts. It's the best option for collision repairs. Find us at jwcarstar.com and you can relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Hello, I'm Mary Stern, Executive Director of the McMinnville Area Habitat for Humanity.
And I'm Steve Long, manager of the Habitat for Humanity Restore. We have a favor to ask, and we thought the best way to do that is, well, just come straight out with it.
As I hope you know, Habitat for Humanity partners with folks in our community to provide safe, decent, affordable homes.
The Habitat Restore helps in that effort by selling donated items, which until recently meant selling from our location on First Street in McMinnville. But now we're selling online as well, reaching across the country and around the world.
Our Restore is known as a great place to donate gently used appliances, furniture, and building materials. But online sales are a little different. So here's where the favor comes in. We're looking for donations that you might not have considered before. These donated items could be new or vintage, collectible, or purely practical.
The possibilities are nearly endless. We've already sold tools, paintings, and vintage lighting.
Musical instruments, books, and electronics.
China sets and jewelry.
Not to mention a saddle, restaurant equipment, and...
Okay, I think they get the idea. The point is, by donating items for online sales, you'll be helping a neighbor into the stability of their own home, and you'll get a receipt to apply against your taxes.
So together we want to say... Thanks for donating to Habitat for Humanity.
Well, welcome back, Warriors fans. Halftime here of the Warriors and Nissa Bulldogs girls OSAA U.S. Bank Les Schwab Tire State Championship first round game. Warriors down one, gave up a kind of an uncontested three-pointer at the top of the key right before the half there, and squelched the two-point lead they fought back to get. The Warriors got that lead with an 8-0 run. They were down 20-14. And after a three-pointer by Graham and then a three-point play by Plummer on the fast break and then a pair of free throws by Keeley, the Warriors found themselves up two with about I don't know what was left, 16 seconds, something like that.
16 seconds.
And Arredondo came down and popped a three-pointer from the top of the key, and nobody got a hand in her face on that one. And so they went up 23-22. So Warriors have to be happy on the defensive end. I think you give up 23 points in this on the road to a team that's pretty excited to be playing in their home gym. They've got all the adrenaline, all the momentum on their side. And you only give up 23 points in a half. That's not bad. Offensively, though, the Warriors should be able to score more points against this team. What they've understood now is that you can't go right into the chest of Hernandez.
That's true. And it also didn't help that having Alyssa Plummer on the bench for most of the first half with two fouls, bringing her back in sparked that 8-0 run.
It did. So the Warriors just have to know where Hernandez is when they come down on the offensive end, because she does a lot of things well. She's not the most athletic kid, but she knows who she is, and you can tell she plays within her limitations on both ends of the floor. And on the defensive end, if you come right into her chest, you're going to have a hard time getting the shot off. She's pretty long. And she's going to get a lot of defensive rebounds. She's going to tip the ball when she can't get it. She'll just tip it away, and her teammates know that she's going to do that, and they pursue that pretty well. Dealing with her, you got to get her to move. Anytime you got a big girl or a big guy camped in the lane like that, you have to move the ball and force them to have to turn, and you have to shoot. And they did that one time on a fast break, but we ended up with a travel instead of a shot. And that's the other aspect of that first half for the Warriors. Far, far too many unforced errors by the Warriors. Just three times at least making passes that people weren't even looking for. And so Warriors need to take better care of the basketball here in the second half. And I think if they do that and continue to shoot the ball about like they've shot it, just getting rid of those turnovers, I think, could swing this game. Did a great job of fighting back, got down 20-14. It was a 15-14 game. Nissa hit a couple of baskets, got up six. Warriors came right back at him. So I think that's a good sign, is they're they know that they can score against this team, but they've got to take better care of the basketball. And then at the foul line, you got to get the right people there. And when you do that, you get good results. Warriors in the first half, Keely Graham was 3 out of 3. The Warriors as a team, 4 out of 9 in the first half, just 44%, which is not what they'd like to see at all. Reg would like to see 65 to 70% from the foul line every game. But again, it just kind of depends on who gets there and who's knocking those down. I said that wrong. They were 5 out of 9, so they were 55%. So that's a little bit better than 44%. 5 out of 9 from the foul line in the first half. I know the Warriors would like to get there at least 10 times in the second half, maybe more. And you do that by being aggressive, attacking your defensive player, and making sure that you're boxing out and getting after rebounds as well. All right, teams are coming back on. We're going to take one more quick break and be right back. This is KOIC McMinnville, the home of Amity Warriors basketball.
What makes Friday and Saturday evenings really special at Golden Valley Restaurant and Brewery? It's their prime rib, prepared from their all-natural grain-fed beef raised on their own Angus Springs Ranch. For a special occasion, or to simply make the occasion special, visit Golden Valley Restaurant and Brewery for a prime rib dinner featured every Friday and Saturday evening. Prime Rib at Golden Valley Restaurant and Brewery in Beaverton and McMinnville.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Warriors back on the floor after halftime here and ready to roll. Starters back on the floor for Amity. Graham, Hatch, Plummer, Williams, and Croxford. Only foul trouble in the game for Amity. 2 on Plummer for Nissa. 2 each on Trujillo, Soraya Trujillo, and Alexia Arredondo. Warriors basketball to start the second half. Williams gets it inbounds, gets past Arredondo. Arredondo gets it across half court, swings it to Graham on the left wing. Graham working on Trujillo with 2 fouls. Leaves her on the floor, kicks it out to Hatch for 3. No good. Rebound underneath by Sailor Hartley. Boy, that was a good look for Hannah. It would have been nice to have seen her knock that down. She's hit 1 3 in this game already. Trujillo working the right side. Fakes the drive. Tries to go down low. Does to Hartley. Back out to Trujillo. Fakes to Hernandez now at the foul line. Back to Trujillo. Trujillo now going to work the left side. Out on top to Arredondo. Arredondo works off a little screen by Hernandez, lobs to her in the high post, kicks it out to Hartley. Hartley fakes the 3, drives baseline, lays it up and in. Hatch got on her hip, and Hartley got past her. Hartley with 7 in the first half, 9 now in the game. At the other end, Hatch drives, gets tripped up, falls, no foul called. And the rebound pulled out of there by the Bulldogs. Aaron Dondo with it. Works to the right side against Plummer. Out on top to Trujillo. Trujillo finds a cutting Hartley. She misses the shot. Hernandez with the rebound, and she misses. Rebound by Tucker back to Hernandez. A little six-footer on the baseline. Misses. Hartley with the rebound. Puts it up and in. But if you're going to give them four choices or four chances there, one of them is probably going to get in. Warriors now down 27-22. Four straight points by the Bulldogs. We've got a foul on Tucker on the pass off. Husky going to come in right away. I think Hatch is going to come out, waiting to get waved in here. Hannah took a pretty hard fall there, so I think Reg can check and make sure everything okay. There are games where Hannah spends a lot of time on the floor. She's used to getting knocked down. Warriors go back door to Croxford, lays it up and in. Great pass from Keely Graham to Morgan Croxford. Croxford, her first points of the game, folks. She's only taken maybe three shots. Trujillo to Hartley. Hartley back out on top to Trujillo, out by the center circle now. Takes a couple dribbles, goes left to Hartley. Hartley to the foul line, works off Hernandez's screen, kicks it out in the corner to Tucker. Tucker down low to Hernandez, turns, misses the shot, tips it, and it's chased down by Trujillo. That's what we were talking about. She couldn't get the rebound. She just reaches and tips the ball away from the Warriors.
She's very active down there.
She is. Trujillo out on top. Hartley for three. Good. Sailor Hartley can knock that down, and she's got 7 points in the quarter, 14 in the game now. The Warriors down 30-24. Been down by six once before, 20-14, so we'll see if they can battle back here again. Graham, open three, right wings, too strong. Rebound by Aaron Dondo, knocked away by Croxford and off of Hartley and out of bounds. Croxford basically getting a steal there by stripping that ball off of the leg or the hand of one of the Bulldogs. Croxford lobs it out top to Maylin Williams. Williams back to Morgan. Morgan going to have to become more assertive here. Works her way down, loses it, gets the ball back, and her pass knocked away by Aaron Dondo and out of bounds. Oh, no, they're going to call this a jump ball because neither one of them saw it. Aaron Dondo just grabbed the ball out of the air and threw it out of bounds. And on the alternating possession, it goes to the Bulldogs. Poor officiating there. They just didn't have the right angle. Graham knocks the ball out of bounds on the inbound. It'll be Bulldog basketball just over half court. Aaron Dondo inbounds to Hartley in the backcourt. She'll bring it across. Warriors down six. Need to get a defensive stop here, and Hartley's been the problem. She drives right, backs her way down, kicks it out to Trujillo. Trujillo working on Husky. Still working. Lobs it down low to, stolen away by Williams. It was intended for Tucker. Over her head. Husky on the left wing. Out on top to Morgan. Croxford with it. Back to Husky on the left wing. Fakes left. Comes back right. Oh. Still dribbling. Gets it knocked away. Now gives it to Keeley.
We got Graham, a mismatch. There we go.
Bounce pass over to Plummer. Gives it up to Williams. Back on top to Keeley. High post, Croxford. Ball knocked away. Stripped loose. Graham chases it down at half court. Good hustle there by Keeley. Morgan didn't give up on that. It wasn't a good pass into the high post. Keeley works right. Tries to step through a double team. It's knocked away. Chased down the corner. Keeley knocks somebody out of the way. It goes off of Keeley and out of bounds, they say. Better than a foul being called, which they could have. Keeley kind of hip checked there coming down. Madison Hartley into the game for the Bulldogs, replaces Trujillo. Warriors down 30-24, 4:34 left to go, third quarter. Warriors not getting a lot of good shot opportunities here on the offensive end. Hartley working against Graham. Graham dogging her pretty good. Hartley goes to Madison Hartley, back to Sailor Hartley. Drives left. Goes down low to Hernandez. Hernandez blocked by Croxford and a foul called. Croxford thought she had that one clean. They say got her down low, which is always where an official will go if the shot was clean and they'd already decided to blow their whistle. They'll just say you bumped him down low. And maybe she did. Hard to say from here. Hernandez to the line. 0-for-2 from there so far tonight. Thinks long and hard about it. And puts a free throw up and good. So largest lead of the game for either team now by 7 for the Bulldogs. Warriors got some work to do here. And this quarter, the Warriors only have 2 points, and we are almost halfway through the third. Hernandez with another one. Takes her time, couple of dribbles, eyes it, and short. Rebound tipped, and Husky pulls it down. So Hernandez now 1-for-4 from the line. Good thing for the Warriors to remember as we get late in this game if we need a foul. No foul or one foul on the Warriors this half. Husky in the corner, out to Croxford. Morgan finds Graham cutting, ball knocked away and out of bounds. Warriors basketball on the baseline, left side of the key. Croxford will inbound. Warriors scored early in this quarter on a backdoor play. Plummer misses the jumper. She chases down a rebound. Can't get it. Arredondo with it. Warriors come up empty on that to Hartley. Hartley drives in, gets all the way to the basket, and lays it up and in. We just don't have an answer for Sailor Hartley right now. She has 9 in the quarter and 16 in the game. Graham works her way in. Back to Croxford. Out to Williams for 3. They need this one. No good. Williams gets her own rebound. In the high post, kicks it back out to Croxford. To Graham. Graham, couple of crossover dribbles, gives it back to Morgan. Morgan drives baseline, loses the ball, and Hernandez comes out of there with it to Tucker. Tucker to Hartley. Hartley pushing hard. Gets all the way in, lays it up and in. Nobody stopped the ball. Reg needs a timeout. This one's getting out of hand. 35-24. The adjustments that the Warriors made at halftime, not having the desired impact. The Warriors have not done anything to stop Sailor Hartley. She has all 12 of their points in this half. Warriors call a timeout. It's going to be a full one. We'll take a quick break. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car. Star will do the same for you.
If you've been involved in an auto accident, where would you take your car to be fixed? I hope you say J&W CarStar. We have been here for decades repairing cars with excellence. Trust us to fix your car right.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care. Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
If you've been involved in an auto accident, where would you take your car to be fixed? I hope you say J&W CarStar. We have been here for decades repairing cars with excellence. Trust me.
Sorry about that, radio folks. I let that run into the second commercial there. It's going to be Warrior basketball. Graham with it on the baseline. Underneath the Nyssa basket. They come out in a little bit of pressure, but it's going to be a zone press, it looks like here. Nope, man-to-man pressure. They just back way off. Croxford with it, gets across half court, working on Arredondo. Works right to Hatch, off her hands, and off of Hatch and out of bounds. Hernandez tipped it, Hatch tipped it again and lost it. Sloppy play by the Warriors again. And this has been, in the games where they've struggled this year, this has been what's gotten them. It has been sloppy with the ball. And defensively, though, we haven't seen this kind of a breakdown like we've seen here in the third quarter, I think, all year against anybody. Arredondo looking for Hartley, gives it up to Madison Hartley instead. Madison tries to kick it back. She traveled. They're trying to run everything through Sailor Hartley right now. That's all they're looking for.
Well, it's a smart coaching move.
It is. You got a hot hand. She's being the aggressor. She's about 5'7", maybe 5'8". Athletic kid, drives hard, finishes well at the rim, and can hit the three on you. So she's a tough matchup. Graham with it on the left wing. Goes out top to Husky. Right side. Now to Croxford. Back to Husky. Defensively, this Bulldogs team gets right up on you, goes tight. They go high post to Croxford. She spins, tries to hook a pass to Hatch, and there's Hernandez again tipping the ball. Well, she's had her hands on a lot of basketballs this game, either tipping rebounds or tipping passes. Plummer on the left wing with it. Backs out, gives it to Graham. Graham out top. Goes down to Plummer on the left corner. She starts to drive. Cut off. Finally gets it to Morgan in the left corner. Morgan picks up her dribble. Husky out top now with it. Warriors just not getting anything open or going towards the basket here. Hatch way out on the right wing. On top now to Graham. Graham crosses over. Pulls up. Elbow jumper. No good. Loose rebound. Plummer had it. Husky after it. And we're going to end up with a jump ball. Husky getting on the floor with Hernandez. There's a weight class mismatch there if you're a wrestler. You got a heavyweight going against a lightweight there. Husky, good job getting after that, though. And the Warriors preserve the possession on the alternating possession on the jump ball. They get it back. But a bad pass. Hatch didn't finish her cut. There's a kicked ball. And it's going to be Bulldog basketball. I think the kick was on Hatch. Back into the game, number four, that's Alexia Arredondo. Warriors back on man-to-man defense here. Hernandez with it, Alexis Hernandez. Goes left side to Kier Hernandez. Croxford misses the steal. Hernandez doesn't do anything with it, just holds it. Gets it back out on top to Arredondo. They go down low to Hernandez. Her shot blocked by Croxford. Loose ball. Hartley goes to the floor with it. That should be a travel. And it is. Yep. She was standing and went down to one knee. Just, I think she just got bumped a little bit. Not enough to call a foul, but enough to, that she lost her balance in there. Warriors get a turnover there. Down 11. A minute 30 to go. Warriors have scored 2 points in this third quarter. And Reg, I don't know what you do there as a coach. They got to take care of the basketball. Right there, almost lost that one. Croxford regains possession and throws it away. Keeley caught one way. Morgan tries to block the shot, affects it, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Warrior basketball. So good hustle by Morgan to get back, but she and Keeley not on the same page. And I can count it on one hand how many times those two haven't been on the same page this season. Maylin Williams back in. She's going to replace Morgan. I think Reg's thinking Morgan's maybe a little bit tired. Get her a break here at the end of the third quarter. Graham bringing it up. Token pressure there by Madison Hartley. Graham crosses over. Gives it to Hatch on the left wing. Hatch looking for a cutter. Not there. Out top to Husky. Husky swings it right side to Graham. Graham cross court to Plummer. Plummer starts inside, and she's tied up. Dribbled right into the double team there. It's man defense, but if you start to dribble, they collapse on you really quick. So our players have to see that coming and kick the ball out and find the open man when the before the double gets to you. Once it gets to you, it's pretty hard to do. Saylor Hartley driving in, hooks a pass to Hernandez. Hernandez takes the dribble, powers it up, no good. Hartley tips it out of bounds. Warriors basketball. Boy, there aren't very many teams that wouldn't like to have a Saylor Hartley on their team.
Yeah, she's very aggressive, and when she's hitting, she's hitting. She's on.
And she's aggressive at both ends of the floor. She's constantly in the middle of whatever's going on both ends. Graham to Plummer on the right wing. Looking for a cutter. Not there. On top, Maylin Williams goes left corner. Side there to Graham. Back to Williams. Now down to Plummer in the left corner. Starts to drive. Kicks it back out to Williams. Now to Graham. Graham, little motion. Spins herself down to the foul line. Steps back, 17-footer. Short. Williams with the rebound. Lays it up. No good. Hatch had it. Stripped. Fouled by Kiera Hernandez. So that'll put Hatch on the line to shoot two. Hannah Hatch, 3 points in the game, hit a three in the first quarter, has been quiet since then, hasn't had a lot of shot opportunities. Kiera Hernandez with her second foul of the game, second team foul on the Bulldogs. Hatch hits the first one. Well, any nerves the Warriors had should be long gone, but it doesn't look like it. They still look like they're playing a little tentative. Mass substitution here for the Bulldogs. They sub about three in. And the good news for the Warriors is Saylor Hartley goes out. Maybe they can make a run with her and Hernandez out. Hatch misses a second, though, and the rebound pulled down by Brenda Trujillo. She has it, finally gets it ahead to Samantha Moore. She gives it up to Tucker, and that's the end of the quarter. They don't get it back across half court, but there was less than 10 seconds, so it doesn't matter. After three quarters, Warriors find themselves down by 10, 35-25 to the Nissa Bulldogs. You're listening to Amity Warrior Playoff Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
Very often, the first impression for your business is your logo and your business card. McMinnville businesses have learned over the past 20 years that if you want a printing job done right, the place to go is Copycats. Copycats will help you design your logo and business cards so that the first impression you make is a good first impression. When it comes to printing, the only thing you need to know is their phone number, 503-472-0119. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. This is the OSAA U.S. Bank Les Schwab Tires State Championship first-round girls basketball game from Nissa High School. Your Warriors trailing the Nissa Bulldogs by 10, 35-25. And as Derek and I were talking about there on the break, Saylor Hartley with all 11 Nissa points in that quarter. Warriors got two from Croxford, one from Hatch, and that was it. Outscored 11-3 in the third quarter. So 8 minutes to go. Warriors are going to have to find a little energy on the defensive end, and offensively, they've got to find something going to the basket. Alternating possession should be the Warriors basketball. Hartley trying to get in there and say it's Bulldog basketball, but it's not. They had it on the last jump ball. So start the fourth quarter. It's Graham, Williams, Rosenbaum, Plummer, and Hatch in there. Rosenbaum looking for a cutter, not there. On top to Williams, swings it right side to Graham. Graham, cross court, Plummer, long two. Good! Alyssa Plummer knocking down her second shot of the game. She's got five. And it's an eight-point Warrior deficit. Trujillo working her way up against Hatch. Puts the brakes on, gets the play call from the sideline from Coach Chamberlain. Bounce pass to Arredondo. Arredondo out on top to her sister, Arredondo. That's Brittany with it. To Trujillo, now to Kira Hernandez popping out. Goes low post to Arredondo. Turns to the left hand, no good. Sailor Hartley with the rebound. She misses, and Rosenbaum with a good rebound. Gives it up to Graham. Warriors chance to cut into this eight-point lead. Graham by the center circle with it. Right side to Plummer. Alyssa looking for cutters going through. Now pops it on top to Rosenbaum. Swings it left side to Graham. Graham back to Rosenbaum. Boy, if she could hit that three, she'd have a wide open look because Hernandez is 7 feet from her. High out now to Graham. Swings it left angle to Rosenbaum. Back to Graham. Warriors taking a long time here to get a good look. Graham, couple of dribbles back to Plummer. Plummer to Maylin Williams. She works right, gets in deep, and she traveled. She ran into Kiera Hernandez. You can't dribble right to the big girl.
We haven't figured it out yet that we can't get in there and dribble right to her.
You can dribble at her, but if you do, you got to kick it.
She hasn't moved much from the key.
Nope. She sags way off, and if you put the ball on the floor, she camps herself between you and the basket, and you're not going to shoot over her or dribble around her if she's there very well. 30-second timeout taken. Croxford going to come back in. Chamberlain going to draw up a play for his girls here during this 30-second timeout. Hey, if you want to earn some fun money, some fun spending money, you want to keep active and fit, stay in the game, and give back to our student-athletes, become an OSAA Certified Sports Official. There is a big shortage of officials in Oregon. We need you. Visit www.osaa.org/officials and get started on a great avocation. And I would encourage anybody who really loves basketball, doesn't have a kid playing, doesn't feel like they need to be at every game, especially college students. If you're a former basketball player, college student now, boy or girl, it's a great way to really stay involved with the game and really develop some confidence skills out there, too, on the court, because it's a tough job, but, boy, we appreciate good officials. There's a backdoor cut. Bulldogs score the basket by Trujillo off balance, lays it up off the glass, and draws the foul. Foul going to be on Plummer, her third. And that'll put Trujillo on the line to shoot a free throw. First basket of the game for her tonight. And her free throw, no good. Rebound, Hernandez. Nobody boxed her out. That just drives me nuts. Nobody put a body on her, and she gets an easy, uncontested rebound. Kicks it back out. Hartley with it. On top to Arredondo. Swings it left side to Trujillo. Trujillo, couple of dribbles. High post to Hernandez. Out by the top of the key now with it. Swings it right side to Alexia Arredondo. Alexia to Brittany Arredondo. And we've got a foul on Graham, trying to knock that one away. Keeley trying to pick up the intensity there, her second foul. 5:49 left to go. Warriors down by 10, 37-27. Trujillo picks up her dribble way out top. They do a good job of screening to get Arredondo open to come to get the ball. Arredondo to Hernandez, way out beyond the three-point line, gives it to Trujillo on the left wing. Trujillo works off a little screen, hooks it to Hernandez. Her shot blocked. She's fouled by Graham. That was not a good play by Morgan Croxford. Morgan decided to come off of Hernandez and double the ball handler. Hernandez slid towards the basket. Graham had to come from the other side of the key to help and drew the foul. And that's what Reg's telling Morgan right now. Don't leave and double. You can't leave Hernandez after the screen because she'll slide right to the basket. Hernandez misses the foul shot. She's one out of five tonight from the foul line. Boy, if she could shoot free throws, they might be a state contender, I tell you, because she'd be a load for Cisneros to handle down there just because she's so big. She's probably 20, 30 pounds heavier than Cisneros. and seems to have a fairly high basketball IQ out there. Makes the second one, 2 out of 6 from the line. Diana Asham, you would make a great official. I see your text message. You should go do that. It'd be a great retirement job in about 8 years for you. Plummer with it on the right wing, out on top to Williams. Swings it left side to Croxford. Croxford working on Hartley, back to Williams. Warriors just not, and there's a bad pass. Plummer saves it. Warriors just not doing a good job of taking care of the basketball or of getting anything going towards the basket. Graham drives and, again, doubled. Ball knocked away. She gets it back, and her pass tipped and stolen by Hernandez to Trujillo. Trujillo with it, backs it out. Still working on the right wing with it. Gives it up to Hartley. Hartley works off a high screen by Hernandez. They double. They throw to Hernandez. Lays it up and in. Help defense didn't get there in time. Maybe Reg is telling him to double on Hernandez, but it's not working. 40-27. Warriors now down. Croxford fouled as she goes to the basket. Warriors are going to have to put a spurt on very quickly here. 4:34 left to go. I think we're going to see the 1-3-1 here, Derek. I don't know.
Something has to change
defensively for the Warriors, and because this man-to-man's not working. They run the pick. Hernandez sets a great screen. Croxford misses the first foul shot. Hernandez sets such a great screen, and then it's forcing the Warriors to have to choose between a double and switching on that screen. We got a 30-second timeout taken by the Warriors. 4:34 left to go. Warriors down 40-27. This is a second half that has seen the Warriors score exactly 3 points. One by Hatch on 1 out of 2 from the foul line, and 2 by Maylin Williams. And 2 by Alyssa Plummer. So they've scored 5. Sorry, I take that back. We have 27. They've scored 5 points in this half. They have 4 team fouls, 3 team fouls on the Bulldogs, and I think it's time for Reg to pull something out defensively. And what's worked for them all year has been to go to that 1-3-1 half court. I don't think they should do it full court, but I'd like to see them do the 1-3-1 half court and see if they can't create some turnovers and change the momentum of this game a little bit. The man-to-man defense is struggling because Hernandez sets such great screens, and then their ball handlers are crafty. Go ahead.
Well, they took her out now, so we'll see if we can make a run down low and get inside the paint now.
Croxford to the line. She has a second one. The officials really shouldn't have given her the ball there because the band was still playing. Croxford rattles it around, and it goes in. So 1 out of 2 for Mo, and the Warriors are down 12. And here they come out with a little bit of pressure. They get it up to Trujillo. Nope. Hartley gives it up to, I think that's Hernandez. Now over to Brittany Hartley. I can't keep up with all these. So Hartley with it, gives it to her sister, Sailor Hartley. And there's a foul on Graham. That's going to be her fourth. Keeley with a blocking foul. And that was all Hartley just being aggressive there. They made some substitutions there. Alexis Hernandez into the game, as well as Long and Madison Hartley. Sailor Hartley inbounds to Hernandez. Back to Hartley. Warriors in this 1-3-1 now. Cross-court pass to Long. Another cross-court pass picked off by Plummer. Plummer gives it up to Croxford. Croxford brings it across half-court. Now to Graham. Graham to the basket. Scores and foul! Keely Graham with her first basket in the second half. Gives her 12 in the game, and it's a 10-point game with 3:58 left to go fourth quarter. Graham getting to the foul line. Tucker back into the game. Replaces Long. So just like that, they go to the 1-3-1. They get the turnover. They get the basket at the other end in transition. Kind of a semi-transition. They just hadn't found their men yet.
Yeah, and hope they cut the 10-9.
Graham at the line. Rattles it around and gets it to drop in. Keeley with 13 in the game, and the Warriors back. And they're going to go. I'm confused here because Maylin looks like she's playing man. Everybody else is zone. So I'm not sure what that's about. There's a lost ball. Hatch had it. Couldn't hang on to it. The Warriors had a great chance. There's a steal by Williams. Throws it ahead, and we've got a timeout. No. They can't call that. Reg is off the floor having a fit. They called a timeout, but they didn't have possession of the ball. Reg out at half court, just furious. The official on this side of the floor gave them a timeout after Maylin had the steal. Unbelievable.
Nobody had possession of that ball.
That ball was loose, and May Lynn ends up with a steal, and they gave a timeout to Nyssa. Unbelievable. Reg will be talking about that all night long if the Warriors come back in this game and end up losing a close one. That could be a pivotal call. Warriors down 40-31. They had the steal. And the timeout given by the official to Nyssa, even though they didn't have possession of the basketball. Unbelievable. Hernandez with it. Gives it up to Aaron Dondo. Warriors in a 1-3-1 now. Hands it off. Loses it. Dribbles. Gets it back. That was Aaron Dondo's sister with it. Alexia Aaron Dondo. They go high post to Hernandez. Hernandez, they double her, gives it up to Aaron Dondo. Brittany Aaron Dondo over to Alexis Aaron Dondo. Croxford with a steal, hooks it back in and hooks it to Hernandez, who throws it to Aaron Dondo. A bounce pass to Tucker. She misses, and there's got to be an offensive foul. It is. Loose ball foul on Hernandez as she sends Hatch flying out of bounds. Hannah was going to get the rebound, I think. Hernandez came flying in there, and her body, if she bumps you on the move, you're going somewhere. A large, large girl and moving with some good momentum there. Warriors with the ball, down 9. Plummer with it, works right, gives it up to Croxford. Croxford backs it out, swings it to Graham. Got to hurry, 3 minutes to go in this one. Cross court to Hatch. Hatch steps back, a three-pointer, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts up, fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. I think that's Tucker with the foul. Warriors really hustling there. Second on Tucker tonight. That'll put Hatch on the line. She's one out of two. Has 4 points in the game. Hannah, first one. Perfect. Boy, these are big free throws. They cut it to 8. 2:55 left to go, fourth quarter. Coming back in, Trujillo, the point guard. Soraya Trujillo replaces Tucker. So I think they've got the 5 they want on the floor. The one exception, Alexia Aaron Dondo, to their starters as Tucker out. So they've got their best ball handlers plus, and there's a miss, and Hernandez with the rebound. So a big miss there. Warriors down 8. Trujillo with it. Warriors in this trapping press. She gets across half court, still dribbling, works right, goes to Saylor, Hartley to Hernandez, back to Trujillo. Swings it over to Aaron Dondo. Aaron Dondo out top to Trujillo. They come out on her. Goes right side to Saylor Hartley. She's doubled. Out of bounds. Are we going to call a foul? No, it's out of bounds. Warriors basketball. Saylor Hartley stepped out of bounds. She's complaining she got pushed. Chamberlain right in the official's face saying she got bumped there. The official says, nope, put her foot on the line all of her own volition. Warriors ball down 8. 2.5 to go. Williams brings it up. Aaron Dondo meets her at half court. Swings it right side to Hatch. Hatch to Graham in the right corner. Graham tries to go down low to Croxford. Ball out of bounds. Nobody touched it. Graham and Moe just not on the same page as several times tonight. 2:20 remaining. Warriors back in their pressure defense. Maybe should have gone to this a little sooner in this game. Hard to say. They're going to have to get some turnovers and force some misses here. One of the two. Trujillo breaks some pressure. Gives it up to Aaron Dondo. Works right. Ball out of bounds. There's a bailout call right there. Should have called the foul on Plummer. Didn't call it. Aaron Dondo lost the ball out of bounds. So they just say it's out of bounds off of the Warriors. But Plummer never touched the ball. Hartley to Aaron Dondo. Aaron Dondo, they don't like this pressure. Would have been nice to see the Warriors in this maybe a couple minutes sooner. Trujillo, a couple of dribbles. Works left. Now the Warriors, are they man-to-man now, Reg? She went back to man-to-man, trying to confuse them a little bit. There's a three-point attempt by Aaron Dondo, and she hits it. That is a huge shot. Makes it back to an 11-point game. Warriors struggling so hard to get back, and now back down by 11. Croxford with the drive, gets low, throws up an air ball. Hernandez with the rebound. Hernandez doubled, gets it ahead to Trujillo. Warriors in a lot of trouble now, down 11. Aaron Dondo pulls up, kicks it back out to Hernandez. Hernandez to Trujillo, and I think it's academic now. That three-pointer and the Warriors' inability to score at the other end. Probably putting this one out of reach. 11-point game as we come up on a minute 20. Heartbreaking loss for the Warriors. That third quarter just absolutely killed them when Saylor Hartley had 11 points against them in the third. Just 18 in the game. Hasn't done anything else. Aaron Dondo with it. Warriors commit the foul. That'll be their sixth. They'll have to foul again. But at this point, boy, it's hard to come back 11 down with a minute 9 to go, Derek. It's going to be pretty tough.
Yeah, I think we should have been fouled a little bit earlier. But
I think we should have been in that 1-3-1 maybe a little earlier as well. But
it's easy for us to say that up
it
here
is.
While
exactly.
we're not coaching.
Exactly. Not a criticism of Reg. You always second guess when things don't go the right way. Off of Hernandez and out of bounds should be Warrior ball. It is. Minute 6 to go, but down 11. And really, when you look at 32 points and you're 31 minutes into the game, that's just not enough scoring for this team. And so you can say whatever you want about the defensive end. Maybe we should have gone to the 1-3-1 earlier. Reg will second-guess himself on this one later. He'll say, I should have done this, I should have done this. That's what all coaches do. But the bottom line is, when your offense can't score more than a point a minute, you're in a lot of trouble in basketball. We've got a timeout. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a quick break. This is OSAA Playoff Basketball with your Amity Warriors on KLYC McMinnville.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. It's going to be a tough one for the Warriors. Long trip back home after this one. Down 43-32. The Warriors' offense has just failed them here in the second half. It was an average offensive output in the first half, 22 points. Wasn't terrible, wasn't great. We were hoping to see the little burst at the end of the second quarter really carry on to the third, and it didn't. The Warriors scored just 3 points in the third quarter and really struggled offensively. Plummer with a drive right side out to Roberts. Roberts to Williams. Williams to the foul line. She's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. So Croxford out and Williams in. The senior going to get a little bit of playoff action here. Foul called on Trujillo, her third. Puts Williams on the line to shoot two, and she buries the first one. Mei Lin, a pretty quiet night overall. Just 4 points for her. She hit a three in the first half. Thought that might be a harbinger of good things for tonight, but she just hasn't been able to get a lot of good looks. Now misses a foul shot. 4 points for Mei Lin. Hernandez with another rebound. I don't know how many she's got, but between her rebounds and tips, she's got to be about 20 that she's affected, whether she's controlled it or just tipped it away from a Warrior. She's dominated that paint. And that's really been the Achilles heel for the Warriors all year, has been their inability to deal with size. There's a full timeout taken by Nyssa as they look to run the clock down. 43-33. I think he'll sub in some players here maybe, put some girls in. But he's played everybody practically on his bench anyway, so it's not like they haven't seen action. And so this one's going to be a full timeout. We'll take one more break. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
At Les Schwab Tires, we believe there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad tires. Rain? No problem. Sleet? Sounds good. Flash flood advisories due to winter storms? Well, you might want to stay off the roads for that one. So, whatever the forecast holds, now's a good time to come by and let us take a look. We'll let you know if you need adjustments for the season, or for that matter, if you don't. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Warrior girls going to take a tough loss here on the road to Nyssa in the first round of the state playoffs. 31 seconds left to go. They're down 43-33. And if you look at the Warriors' scoring output on the year, I don't know. I don't have that in front of me off the top of my head. Let me go back and take a look here because I'm not sure the Warriors have had this bad of an offensive output over the course of the year. We'll have to take a look here and see. But just has not been the Warriors' kind of normal offense. It's a quick drive and a foul by Hatch. I think it's a little late to be probably fouling and putting him on the line, but Hatch picks up the foul. Looked like the Warriors were going to foul on purpose there one way or another. That's going to put Arredondo on the line. She will shoot 1-1. 17 fouls on the Warriors. So the Warriors coming into this game ranked eighth, one ahead of Nyssa, before this, but, you know, making the long trip is not an easy thing to do. It's not something that our girls have a lot of experience with, traveling the day before a game, spending the night in a motel. It's just it's a different routine. It's and then, you know, playing on the road, not a real vocal crowd here, not a real tough road environment, but just the fact that you're 400 plus miles from home is a little bit of a challenge for the Warriors. Croxford hooks it down to Roberts off her hands. Husky chases it down. Got the three seniors playing here together for one last time. Croxford misses a three. Ball tipped by Roberts and somebody else, and it goes out of bounds. Warriors basketball. 13 and a half seconds to go in this one. I was going to look and see. I don't know if the Warriors have failed to score 40 points. Yeah, they did against in a win there a couple of times. So, but I think this might be their lowest output of the year. There's a foul after a miss on the inbounds there, and the ball went into the hands of Brenda Trujillo. She will go and shoot 1-1. As I look back on that over the course of the year for the Warriors, 33 points tonight. They had 25 against Kennedy in the first game of the year. So we throw that one out. They had 24 against Salem Academy, who's the number one ranked team in the state. Kennedy's number one in 2A. And I think other than that, they had 29 in a loss to Blanchett, who's ranked fourth, and 32 in a loss to Dayton, 26 in a loss to Dayton. So you throw out the top team in 2A basketball and the top three of the top four teams in 3A basketball. Croxford hits a three at the other end for the final basket of the game. So the Warriors get 36 points, but really, outside of playing one of the top four teams in the state, they didn't struggle offensively like this at any point during the year. This was easily the worst that they played on that end of the floor. And Nissa did what they had to do. They hounded our guards, and Hernandez owned the paint. And the Warriors just didn't really have an answer for her inside, and the damage that she did on the glass didn't hurt them that much offensively. Only had 8 points, but kept so many plays alive and caused a lot of problems for the Warriors at both ends of the floor. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with some scoring totals for you here on KLYC McMinnville.
Did an appliance have an unexpected breakdown?
Oh, no.
They never ask first if it's in your budget. But no problem. Visit your local Sears Hometown Store and Mac and lease a brand new appliance. We have the best brands to choose from. Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Samsung, and KitchenAid, to name just a few. And your Sears Hometown Store can get you going with a low monthly lease rate that will fit your budget. Age and income requirements apply, so ask for details at your Sears Hometown Store in McMinnville at 1621 Northeast Baker Street.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Well, welcome back, Warrior fans. Tough loss for the Warriors here tonight. Final score, Nissa 45, Amity 36. And really, we're talking about an even first half. Warriors were down one on a late three-pointer by Aaron Dondo. Warriors came out flat in the third quarter, and Sailor Hartley came out and took the game over. And really, that was the deciding time of the game, was that third quarter where Sailor Hartley had 11 points, and I don't think she missed a shot. She had 4 2-point field goals. She had a three-pointer in there, and she just completely took our defense out of what we wanted to do. Excuse me. Hartley ended up with 18 points in the game. Didn't score in the fourth quarter. Warriors finally got serious about the defensive end against her, but just didn't adjust well to her in the third quarter at all. Warriors were led tonight by Keely Graham with 13, but it wasn't a good offensive night for Keely. She really struggled to find any kind of consistent rhythm on the offensive end, and a lot of that had to do with Hernandez in the paint, because I think that's the most trouble we've had with any girl in the paint all year. As much problem as Cisneros and Rojas gave us on the offensive end defensively, Hernandez just shut us down.
Yeah, Keely, she's got a great outside shot, but her main thing is she likes to slash and score. And with Hernandez in there, it makes it tough for her. And so it took her out of her game a little bit.
It did. She ended up with 13, leading the Warriors. The Warriors got 6 out of Croxford in her last game. Plummer with 5, Hatch 5, 4 for Williams, and 3 for Husky. Warriors were down in the second quarter by 6, came back, took the lead by 2, went into halftime down 1, and then the third quarter they were outscored 11-3 with Hartley getting all 11 points for the Bulldogs. And then the fourth quarter was basically an even game. The Warriors were down 10 after 3 and ended up losing the game by 9. But really, I think the difference in this game came down to that third quarter by Hartley. But really, over the course of the game, it was Kira Hernandez, the 5'10". I don't like to guess the weight on young ladies, but she's a large girl. Let's just say that you and I would have a hard time moving her around in the paint, Derek. I don't think that she moves easily if she doesn't want to be moved. But she has a high basketball IQ. She did a great job of tipping balls, getting rebounds, and blocking shots, changing shots. She just kind of wreaked havoc on anything inside of about 8 feet. And we didn't get her in foul trouble. You know, she only had 3 fouls, I think, over the course of the game. And they play a pace. They don't really try to run outside of Hartley. They really didn't push the tempo. Did a pretty good job, played kind of even with our guards, but the difference was inside the paint. All right, folks, well, that's it for Warrior girls basketball this year. Unfortunately, it ends on a sour note. The Warriors don't make it back to Coos Bay this year. Thought they had a good chance of doing so. And this is a team that if we played them 10 times, it'd be tough to beat them more than half the time. This is a tough matchup for us. So it's not a fluke loss by any means. This is a good Bulldogs team, very fundamentally sound and well-coached. They ran their offense and did what they wanted to do every time down the floor. It was rare that we forced them out of what they wanted to do. So tomorrow night, Blanchette High School, 4:45 start will be the boys. First round action, they have a tough matchup against the Blanchette Catholic team, ranked number 4 in the state. But it's a team that the Warriors, outside of a couple of minutes in the third quarter back in early January, the Warriors played them really tough on a neutral court. So we'll see if the boys come out, play their style of game, and don't allow any big runs by Blanchette in the course of that game. You got to keep Valise out of the paint, and you got to get out on Bayshaw on the three-point line. If they can do that consistently, maybe the Warriors can pull off an upset. It's 13-4 tomorrow at Blanchette High School. Make sure you join us. We're going to make the trip back across the state, and Ron Huber will join me down there tomorrow on the air from Blanchette. We will be on the air probably by 4:30. Yeah, we'll plan to be on the air by 4:30. So until then, thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks for supporting Amity girls basketball all year. When you see one of the girls, if you see one, give them a high five and a hug, whatever, and tell them you enjoyed listening and watching them this year. Until then, until tomorrow night, thanks for listening, and have a good night, everybody.
At Les Schwab Tires, we don't just sell tires, but our sign isn't big enough for the name Les Schwab Tires, Brakes, Alignment, Shocks, Rims, and Batteries. And that would also leave off the how we do it part, which would read Les Schwab, Honest, Friendly, Trustworthy Tires, Brakes, Alignment, Shocks, Wheels, Batteries, and Popcorn. We could shorten it to Les Schwab Popcorn, but that might just be confusing. So for now, we'll stick with tires. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing matters.